You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
(Strike 9, 3, stroke HKS, stroke 608) You are charged with the following: giving aid and comfort to the enemies of society, attempting to conceal a fugitive from justice, passing confidential documents to unauthorized personnel vis-a-vis IR dossier Gillian Layton, destroying government property vis an indeterminate number of personnel carriers, taking possession under false pretenses of said personnel carriers, forging the signature of the head of records, third department, attempting to misdirect ministry funds in the form of a check to A. Buttle through unauthorized channels, tempering central services supply ducts, obstructing the forces of law and order in the exercise of their duty, bringing into disrepute the good name of the government and the standing within the community of the Department of Information Retrieval, attempting to disrupt the Ministry of Information Retrieval's internal communicating systems, wasting ministry time and paper.
Now, either you plead guilty to, say, 7 or 8 of the charges, which is going to help keep costs down within your means, or you can borrow a sum to be negotiated from us at very competitive rates.
We can offer you something at, say, 11.5% over 30 years, but you will have to buy insurance to qualify for this scheme.
Or if you prefer something more specific, say, against electrical charges over £70.
All you're requested to do at this stage is to sign this form.
Think carefully before you decide. Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course.
Plead guilty. It's easier, quicker, and cheaper for everyone.
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television, except on television. Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name. Soon, all of us will have special names. Names designed to cause the cathode ray tube to resonate.
Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course. Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course. For your side, thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course.
Plead guilty. It's easier, quicker, and cheaper for everyone. Guilty. It's easier, quicker, and cheaper for everyone. Guilty. It's easier, quicker, and cheaper for everyone.
Agency that in a few seconds can select from countless routes the one that best can take this speech to faraway places.
Wall. The clock on the wall. On the 7th day of December 1941, it struck the 11th hour. Every hour after that has been, will be, 0 hour. 48 United States of a free and sovereign America are at war. Every American has his job to do, and the will to do it, and the tools to do it with. Pray God he also has the time. Time, the most vital natural resource of a country at war. Every tick of the clock is time won or lost. Every 60-minute sweep, every 12-hour tour of those relentless hands is turning out carload lots of time for us to use ourselves or to give away to the enemy.
Deputy Minister Eugene.
Good evening.
is behind this recent increase in terrorist bombings? What do you believe is behind this recent increase in terrorist bombings? What do you believe is behind this recent increase in terrorist bombings?
Bad sportsmanship. A ruthless minority of people seems to have forgotten certain good old-fashioned virtues. They just can't stand seeing the other fellow win. If these people had just played the game, they'd get a lot more out of life.
Nevertheless, Mr. Helm, there are those who maintain that the Ministry of Information has become too large and unwieldy.
David, in a free society, information is the name of the game. You can't win the game if you're a man short.
And the cost of it all, Deputy Minister, 7% of the gross national product.
I understand this concern on behalf of the taxpayer. People want value for money. And that's why we always insist on the principle of information retrieval charges. It's absolutely right there that those found guilty should pay for their periods of detention and for the information retrieval procedures used in their interrogation.
Do you believe that the government is winning the battle against terrorists?
Oh, yes. Our morale is much higher there. We're fielding all their strokes, running a lot of them out, and pretty consistently knocking them for six. I'd say they're nearly out of the game. Have to subsidize cripples.
But Mr. Helpman, the bombing campaign is now in its 13th year.
Beginner's luck.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, David. And a very Merry Christmas to you all.
The mind of North America will be fought in the video arena, the video drum. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television, except on television.
I'm from the Ministry of Information. I've come to give you a check. It's a refund, actually. There was a mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, not my department, of course. I'm only records. No, I'll tell you what it is. It seems that Mr. Buckle was overcharged by information retrieval. Yes, they don't usually make mistakes, but, I suppose we're all human. Oh, what happened to the, Actually, you know, my coming here is rather unorthodox. Bringing you this check, as any payments are normally made through central computer, but, as there were certain difficulties, we thought, well, rather than cause delay, we'd let you have it now. You know, it being Christmas and all.
My husband's dead, isn't he?
I do assure you, Mrs. Buttle, the Ministry is very scrupulous about following up and eradicating any error, but if you do have any complaints you wish to make, I'd be, well, only too happy to send you the appropriate forms.
What have you done with his body?
Oh! I don't know anything about that, Mrs. Buttle. I'm really just delivering the check, so Look, if you wouldn't mind just signing these two receipts, I'd be only too happy to leave you in peace.
He hadn't done anything. He was good. What have you done with his body?
Personnel carriers. Agencies of said personnel carriers. Forging a signature to Henry Hope, 30. Attempting to misdirect those to funds the former check to pay by through unauthorized channels. Temporary central services supply ducks.
I didn't have to come here.
In the exercise of their duty, bring in to disrepute the good name of the government and standing within the community of the Department of Information Retrieval. Attempting to disrupt the Ministry of Information Retrieval's internal communicating systems. Wasting ministry time and paper.
Now, either you plead guilty to, say, 7 or 8 of the charges, which is going to help keep costs down within your means, or you can borrow a sum to be negotiated from us at very competitive rates.
We can offer you something at, say, 11.5% over 30 years, but you will have to buy insurance to qualify for this scheme.
Or if you prefer something more specific, say, against electrical charges over £70.
All you're requested to do at this stage is to sign this form.
Think carefully before you decide. Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course.
Plead guilty. It's easier, quicker, and cheaper for everyone.
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television.
You'd rather have terrorists.
Yes, I have.
How many terrorists have you met, Sam? Actual terrorists?
Actual terrorists?
Yeah.
Well, it's only my first day.
Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Except on television.
I'd be only too happy to.
I only know you got the wrong man. I only know you got the wrong man. I only know you got the wrong man. I only know you got the wrong man.
Information transit, got the wrong man. I got the right man. The wrong man was delivered to me as the right man. I accepted him on good faith as the right man. Was I wrong?
Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife.
Leave you in peace.
He hasn't done anything. He was good!
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Sunday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you.
You killed Buck. There are very rigid parameters laid down to prevent such things happening. It wasn't my fault that Buttle's heart condition didn't appear on Tuttle's file.
course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name.
Now, Mouseketeers, there's one thing we want you always to remember.
Sunrise over Republic Steel. High noon at Willow Run. Sunfall on the Electric Boat Company. Midnight at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Dawn to dusk and back to dawn again. 3 8-hour shifts, one day. So much can be done in a day if Americans will keep their sleeves rolled up.
What have you done with his body?
Between you and me, Lowry, this... No, department. Tell records to get stuff. It's about to be upgraded and... Here we are. Your very own number on your very own door. And behind that door, your very own office. Congratulations, DZ-015. Welcome to the team. Yes. No. Cancel that. Send 2 copies to finance.
Still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
The house you grew up in isn't really your home anymore.
These voices, I don't know what they are or who they speak to. This program is improvised, created every week while you're listening. Sometimes you're not listening. Just the same. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is a live improvised sound experiment, collaging, and also information or the ability to bypass this show and listen to a different one from the past. There's a webpage. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever. Also found by searching for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to shows. You can listen to shows. Thank you.
Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
This song comes from the heart of my bottom. I'm forgettable, that's what I am. So forgettable, something, something.
The election board begins its last duty, the counting of the votes. The figures are checked and double-checked. Then they are telephoned to headquarters.
Hello?
This is
Mrs. Dawson, 7th Precinct. Ready to report.
From coast to coast, precinct by precinct, city by city, state by state, the results are recorded.
All of a sudden, even though you have some place where you should have ideals,
I don't feel at home in my house.
Nothing I know about, just sort of happens one day and it's gone. It's like you can never get it back. It's like you're homesick for a place that doesn't even exist. But maybe it's like this rite of passage, you know? You want to have that feeling again until you create a new idea of home for yourself, you know? For your kids, for the family you start. It's like a cycle or something. I don't know, but I miss the idea of it, you know? Maybe that's all family really is. A group of people that miss the same imaginary place. A group of people that miss the same imaginary place really is. Maybe that's all family really is.
Vision is reality.
Jack, I really need to know about Tuttle.
To bring Mr. Tarling, aren't we? And interrogate him at the same voltage as Mr. Buffle.
And juggle the books and electrical banking.
What has Tuttle done?
We suspect him of freelance subversion.
Freelance subversion?
All over America tonight, the people are waiting to learn who they have chosen to govern for the next 4 years.
I was going to ask you the same thing. Call up. You want to say who this is?
This is Bob.
Oh, okay. Ask your question again.
Who is this?
It's Bob.
It is Bob. This is awesome.
Oh, I thought this was Bob.
No, now it's awesome.
Welcome to the show, Awesome.
Thank you for welcoming me.
How many times have you called before?
First.
You said this is the third?
This is the first.
How come I don't recognize your name then?
Because this is the first.
Do you often call on the first?
Sometimes.
Are you not sure why you're inconsistent on that? Do you think the inconsistency has any relationship with your childhood experiences? Name one in particular.
One time when I was really young, I was staring at a girl and I couldn't stop staring, and we were coming out of an auditorium and I accidentally walked straight into the pillar that separates the doors.
You said you walked into a dwarf?
I walked into a door.
Did you apologize?
I didn't really care. I'm just that way.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I said I'm just that way.
How long have you been that way?
For way too long.
What kinds of things do you think you can do to change that way?
I don't know if there's much at this point.
Much?
I don't think there's much too much I can do at this point.
How much would you do if you could?
I would really do it all.
Which sound do you like better, this way or this way? It's hard to decide.
I like it that way.
I guess I like it like this. You can sort of tune out every alternate moment, the one that you don't like. I think this way.
I wish I could do that.
You just did.
Did I really?
You just did that. You just did that, which you did. I witnessed it. Everybody witnessed it.
I don't think everybody did.
We're all always doing. That's all we can do is do. If we're not doing, then what is it that we're doing?
And reality is less than television.
I just wish I was always doing it voluntarily.
Do you think that that is an issue with control?
Of course it is. And at times self-esteem. Body! I love this all.
This all loves you.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Well,
sharing.
I have to go now.
Thank you for sharing the love.
You're welcome.
as far as I can tell, you're still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Each week from 6 until 7 p.m. on a Tuesday night, you can listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, created live, improvised, at the moment that it is happening while you're listening. Also, you can synthesize improvised reality via listening to archives of the show from the past on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. You can search on the web for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza and find that same webpage. You can listen to the shows like last week's and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before.
Television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Your reality is already half video hallucination. If you're not careful, it will become total hallucination. You'll have to learn to live in a very strange new world. I had a brain tumor, and I had visions. I believe the visions caused the tumor and not the reverse. I could feel the visions coalesce and become flesh. Uncontrollable flesh.
Have mentioned, for those who want to know what individual pieces make up the show that is happening now, what pieces went into it, what pieces are going into it, they haven't gone in yet. I don't know yet. When it's all over, I can look back, I can figure out what were the things that were the pieces that were assembled in your ears. I put that on that same webpage sometime after the program has ended when I figure it all out. It takes a while. You're welcome to look and see. And as always, I am very happy when you send email. The address is ken@counterfolk.com. Or just visit that same webpage, send email from there, and tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
Tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Beetle Nose Ned, Ned the head.
Come on, buddy, Case Western High!
Ned Ryerson!
I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well? Ned Ryerson? Bing! Bing!
So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned, or?
No, Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Hey, that's all right. I'll walk with you. You know, whenever I see an opportunity, that's all right.
But I'm not going to see, stand here and talk.
Or am I right?
It's insurance.
Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right?
you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Because if you do, you can always use a little more.
But the shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? You can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Insurance. Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Life insurance.
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
We'll have life insurance.
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right. Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Life insurance.
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
I have life insurance.
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Insurance. What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you can always use a little more. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, I would love to stand here and talk to you.
Another thing I forgot to mention. To be a piece of the piece of this piece that whichever piece it is that you are of, to become a part of that piece, you can call 512-472-5667. It is not entirely possibly unlikely or otherwise your words and sounds may be heard on the air and water. 512-472-5667.
Have you ever heard of single premium life?
Because I think that really
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena.
Stage is assigned this form.
Think carefully before you decide. Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course.
This is easier to do cheaper.
No, you can't get a man with a gun.
done with it? What have you done with his body?
Ah!
understand? I think I can get at least an order of magnitude because it's going to be frozen. Maybe bromide. I think I can do it, but I'm not sure. I got to find Mitch. Body! Wait a minute. Look at that, Mitch. And you're not either. You left, Lou? Want to see the definition of gravity? Yeah! I got it!
Well, I guess it goes from God to Jerry to you to the cleaners. Right, Ken?
Doesn't it bother you, the sort of things you do with permission of freedom? How many terrorists have you met, Sam? Actual terrorists?
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television. Except on television. Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drone. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain.
I only know you got the wrong man.
The house you grew up in isn't really your home anymore.
There. Oh, I see. You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is the very end of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, heard Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. and on the internet forever at the address counterfolk.com/lastever. Your feedback, the place that the feedback goes, the feedback can be hello, the feedback can be squid. It's really up to you. It can be sent to an address, ken@counterfolk.com, or send email through the webpage that you can find by searching for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. And at some point, you will no longer be listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Listening to this now, live, while it's happening, listening to the recording of this when it's not happening, but thinking maybe it's happening. Maybe you think that what you're listening to live now is actually a recording. All the different experiences and the combinations. Some of them are explained at the webpage, including the listing of the sources that have been used in the live improvised collage that has happened. Thank you for listening, for participating, for calling, for emailing, and for not doing any of those things, especially and otherwise. Thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Off-air feedback at this point can be sent for the next few minutes by calling 512-472-566, 756-6747, 56215756647. The email address is ken@counterfolk.com. Thanks again for listening.
I don't know anything about that, Mrs. Buffalo. I'm really just delivering the check. So if you wouldn't mind just signing these two receipts, I'd be only too happy to leave you in peace.
He hadn't done anything. He was good. What have you done with his body?
Isn't being very helpful, Mr. I didn't have to come here, you know, Mrs. Buttle.
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.